Today's share is Masechta Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara has been discussing the halacha melicha, that when we bring a carbon, certainly carbon minchad, which is the Torah very explicit about, but most kabbanas the Torah says when you bring a carbon, you have to do melicha. But the pasuk says menchascha, so we learn from here only types of situations which are similar to the Karban Mincha require Melicha. So the question is, Lemute Mai, what is the Pasuk coming to exclude with this word? If we're going to suggest the Lemute Dam, that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that when the Dam doesn't have the Melicha, says, Bara, Me'al Mechoscha Nafka. We learned this halacha from the words Ma'al Melchascha. Answers the Gemara, Apik Eitzim. So the Gemara suggests, take out the word Eitzim. And Eitzim, as we discussed in our previous year quite extensively, the halacha will be, does require Melicham, the Ayel Mesachim. And the halacha will be that we know when we bring a carbon, many Kabbanas the Torah requires that Michas Nesachim come along. The halacha is that Michas Nesachim will not require Melicham because they're not similar to regular carbon mincha. The halacha is that a mincha, we learned, the kaimitz of the mincha makes that the rest of the mincha could be eaten. That isn't the case that is by Michas Nesachim. Also, the dam is excluded because the word mekam and chascha to exclude the dam. And now we're going to say that the nesachim also not. The tanya, as the Brisa says, aval hayayin, the blood of the wine of the nesachim for hadam, and the dam of the kabbonis for eitzav, akhtaris, and entunim melicha. Ask the Gemara, we need to understand this. Mani. Who is the Tana, asked the Gemara, of this Mani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? And the Gemara elaborates what it means to ask. E, Rebbe, if we're going to suggest that it's following the opinion of Rebbe Kasha, it's going to be a question, because in this Braisa we're learning that Eitzim don't have Melicha, and at the end of our previous year, we came to an understanding that according to Rebbe, Eitzim do require Melicha. If we wanted to say that's following the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that Eitzim don't have Melicha, but then we're going to have a different question, Kashik Tyrus. We're going to have a question, the Gemara in our previous year said that Eitzim, that Tyrus requires Melicha because other things come along with it. Anything that comes with an obligation requires Melicha. And that's why we said that Tyrus requires Melicha. So why? Because we learned that anything that you have to bring along with it, anything that is in the category, that you bring something with it, requires Melicha. So Tyrus is in that group because Tyrus has the wood that you bring along with it in order to be able to burn the Ketiris. So this price that we just learned about the various things that require Melicha, the Gemara wants to know whose opinion does this represent. It says the Gemara Haitana, who represents the Tana of the following Braisa. The Tanya, because teaches us the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Rishma b'noshar b'yachim b'yachim b'yachim, map afrat b'furish. When the Torah spoke about Melicha, and as we've been learning, the place in the Torah where the Torah says that Melicha is required is by a carbon mincha. The halacha is that it's something that's able to become tamei if it comes in contact with tumah. Vu oil elisha, that's burnt on the fire. We know the Torah, the kaimitz of the carbon mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. Vu yeshnal mizbeach achitzen, and it's put on the mizbeach achitzen. I will learn from here, Av kol dava makabel tumah, v'oil al isha v'yesh al mizbech achitzen, It has all of these similarities with the Korban Mincha, Yotza Eitzim. So wood is excluded, Shemekal Mutoma. V'yotza Dam, we don't, and the Dam of a Korban doesn't, and the Yayin of the Nesachim, Shena Oil Melishim. They're not something that's burnt. You can't burn a liquid. V'yotza K'tairis, and the K'tairis is excluded from the Chiv Melicha, Shena Mizbech Achitzin. The K'tairis we know is not burnt on the Mizbech Achitzin. The K'tairis is burnt on the Mizbech HaPnimi. The Migdash David discusses, here we're learning that the K'tairis that's brought all year round doesn't have Melicha. We know there's a special K'tairis that's brought on Yom Kippur. And the K'tairis that's brought on Yom Kippur is unlike the K'tairis that's brought all year round. Because the K'tairis that's brought on Yom Kippur is not burnt on the Mizbeach. It's taken in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the halacha is, according to the Migdash David, it still won't require Melicha. And his reasoning is, because since it's not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the fact that it's not brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't make a difference. It's not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, it doesn't require Melicha. Korban Mincha requires Melicha. The Michas Chinuch disagrees, and he is not quite sure, and he says maybe the K'tairis of Yom Kippur does require Melicha. Says the Gemara, Elatama, the reason we're saying the Dam doesn't require Melicha is because the Matakra, the Pasuk, because the Pasuk excludes it. The Matakra Ladam. The Torah excludes that there is no requirement Melicha on Dam. Halav Hachi, if we didn't have such a Pasuk, suggests the Gemara, have a Mina, Dam Labai Melech, that there would be an obligation for Melicha on salt. Ask the Gemara, why? Kivin the Malchay, how could we suggest, ask the Gemara, that Dam can have Melicha? The halacha should be that the moment the Dam is salted, Nafkale Mataris Dam, it's not anymore in the category of Dam. And since it's not anymore in the category of Dam, Dam that was salted would not be good to do Zriku with it. Why? Explains the Gemara. Dam Aziri Amar Abchanina, Dam Shabishloi, blood that was cooked, Eino Eivar Alav. There's a very serious Isser in the Torah of Achilas Dam. And the Aloch is that Dam Shabishloi is not anymore considered Dam that Yechayib Midaraisa for eating Dam. So the question is, if you would do Melicha, Rabbi Yehuda Am Ziri, Dam Shemolcha Eino Eivar Alav, because the blood that's salted is considered as if it was cooked. Reseach kemavoshol, it's considered as it was cooked. And once it's considered that it's cooked, it's not dam. So how can we suggest that melicha should be done? Rabbi Yehuda de Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says also other halachas, which are not really that connected to what we're learning, but are other halachas that we learned. Evarim shetzalim, if somebody roasted pieces of the carbon, helon, and only after that put it on the mizbeach, if they were roasted before they were put on the mizbeach, ein mishum reich nechoyach. We know the Torah says that what's put on the mizbeach, the pasuk says, is l'reich nechoyach l'Hashem. And this is not reich, if it was roasted first, that's not reich nechoyach l'Hashem. So, of course, ask the Gemara, Dam cannot be something that requires melicha, because you can't have melicha, we'll make it cook. And once it's cooked, it's not dam. Answers the Gemara. Ma de tema, this question, says the Gemara, is not such a serious question. Because maybe what melicha of the dam would entail, ma de tema, that the melicha would entail, mishba mashu, just put in a little salt, le mitzvah alma, to fulfill the obligation of melicha. But it won't come to the status of Dam Shabishloi, which is not considered Dam anymore. And therefore, the Aloch is Kamash Malon. That's all we need a pasuk to teach us that Dam is not subject to Melicha. So our Gemara just taught us that if we roasted the meat, the Avarim, before we put it on the Mizbeach, it's not considered L'Reyach Nechoyach. So the Shal Tajbat says, what that means is that if somebody roasted the meat, at that point, it's possible it cannot be put on the Mizbeach. The Chazan Ish says that's not what the Gemara means. The Chazan Ish says that not only if it was put on the Mizbeach should it be left there, but Chazan Ish says that the mitzvah to put those Avarim on the Mizbeach remains. Just there's a new point that the Gemara suggests, saying there won't be Reich Nechoyach. Why won't there be Reich Nechoyach? That because Reich Nechoyach doesn't exist if you roast it before you put it on the Mizbeach. The Miches Chinuch makes an interesting point that when we speak about doing Melicha on the Kabbonis, we have to be very careful not to put on salt. Because once we put on salt, our Gemara is saying, as we're learning now, that putting on salt is like cooking the meat. Once you cook the meat, you can't put it on because it's going to be L'Reyach Nechoyach. The Chassam Sofer disagrees. And the Chassam Sofer says that putting salt on the Avarim is not the same as roasting the Avarim. There's a special rule, says the Chassam Sofer, that roasting the meat before you put it on the meat excludes it from being Reich Nechoyach. But just putting on salt, even though we're learning and we're going to continue learning, that putting on salt is like cooking it, that doesn't violate the halacha that you're not allowed to roast the meat before you put it on the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Gufa, the halacha that we've just been learning, Om is the Iri, Omer of Chanina, Dam Shebishto, if you cook, Dam, Ein Ovelov, the Isser of eating blood doesn't apply. Yosef Rava, says the Gemara, Yosef Rava, Kamalal Shmatzah, Rava was sitting and teaching this halacha, and Esvei, Abaya asked the following question. Hikfa es Adam, if somebody congealed the blood, v'ochloi, or shehimcha es achelev, or somebody melted chelev, v'gomoi, and he swallowed it, chayev. Even though you congealed the blood, it's still included in the isra of achilas dam, and even if you melted the chelev, it's still considered in the category of eating chelev. But Ziri just said that dam shebishloi, cooking blood, makes that you should be chayef for dam. How do you get blood to congeal, asked the Gemara? By cooking it. So why would you be chayef for eating dam that was congealed? Answers the Gemara, Rava answers, Abai loikasha. Kan kishehikfa ba'or, if you congealed it through fire, so as we're learning now, indeed, you would not be chayef feeding dam. Kan shehikfa b'chama. But if you got it congealed by leaving it out in the sun, then it's still being considered dam. What's the difference? It says, well, or if you got it to congeal because you put it into fire, loy hodor, it cannot revert back to where it was originally. Bechama, but when we do it in the sun, hodar, that is reversible. In other words, the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, yes, cooking it in the sun is a form of cooking, and of course, while it's in that status, the halacha is then you're not chayif. But since afterwards it reverses back, that's why when it reverts back, you will be chayif. Ask the Gemara, the way we just learned, which is the way the Chazan Ish learns the Gemara. Let's understand, ask the Gemara. While it's in the congealed status, everybody will agree that it's not considered dam. So ask the Gemara, why should we not over here apply the concept, since it became disqualified for Zrik Saddam during that period, it should remain disqualified. And the Gemara says, because we know the Ravi, the Boymane Ramanim Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Shakarish for Achul Mahu. What happens if it gets congealed and you ate it? Vamale, Choyel Venitcha. Once it loses the status quarter of being Dam, Yitcha, it's completely disqualified. So why are you suggesting here that even though it's reversible, it's you still can be Chayiv? Because as we're learning, since at the time when it was congealed, it's not considered dam. And if it's not considered dam, then it can't, it's only dam can make a kapara. But but once it's not dam anymore, the loch is that it should be usur. And as I saw, the Karanayr explains the Gemara. The halacha is that this halacha of Hoyle Itchi Itchi is a halacha in Dam, but it isn't a halacha necessarily in Kabbonis. And our Gemara is focused on Zrikas Kabbonis. So the Karanayr explains, as we've been learning, the whole point of this is that we should have Dam, is because the Dam makes the Kapara. And what the Gemara is suggesting, that if there was a period where this liquid that we're talking about that was cooked was not usable to create a kapara, the fact that it reverts back, it should still be subject to the halacha of itchi itchi. Says the Gemara, ishtik. Rava was quiet. He really didn't have what to answer. Amalei, dilma vaday, maybe he suggests, well, we could answer, can the brice that says dam sheikfa is considered dam, but chatzis chetzonius. Since the dam that's put on the chatzis chetzonius, can the chatzis pnimius. The par mesirim and the srafim that brought into the Beis HaMikdash, their halacha is that it can't be used anymore. Ask the Gemara, or suggest the Gemara, Omlei, so Rav said to Abayit, Karta Milson. You know, now that you told us this, he says, you reminded me of something that I learned. Says the Gemara, what did you remind me? Darav Chizda, Dam Shekarash Bechatis, if the blood of the Karban Chatis that's brought on the Mizbech Achitzin congealed, Vachloi, and somebody eats it, Chayiv, he's Chayiv Karas for eating Dam. The pasuk says, "B'lokach akoyim adam achatz betzvah v'nosa karas mizbeach ha'olam." Amar Rachmana. That's the way the Torah says the dam should put on the mizbeach, and the Torah does not, as many times, speak about hazor. Hazor means to sprinkle, to spritz, and here and tefillah means to immerse the finger in it. Here it doesn't apply, and therefore, even though it's congealed, it's still usable for the zrikas dam achitzin. V'hai, but and therefore, dam that congealed, ba'al l'kichem and asinahu, and therefore yechayiv. However, when we speak about the chatzis pnimis for achloi, potter is going to be potter, because when the Torah describes the obligation to put the dam of the mizbeach from the chatzis pnimis, the way the Torah describes that obligation is the Torah of the tabal kainas that's bar b'davi hiza, am rachmanam. V'hai, once it's congealed, la ba'at tefila v'azohi. Says the Gemara. So here we have now a way to reconcile the type when is congealed blood a problem, or when is it not a problem? Says the Gemara. V'ravadi day Omar. I feel of a chatzis pnimius for achloi, even by the chatzis pnimius of the dam congealed chayiv hoil kenegdoi. Since this is considered valid dam by chatzis chetzonius, it's considered valid for chatzis pnimius as well. Amar Rapapa, says the Gemara, what are you saying? Hilchach, according to your thinking, dam chamar shakarish, if you have the blood of a donkey that congealed for achloi, it can't be used for carbon because a chamar is a non-kosher animal, and we can never use a non-kosher animal for carbon. Chayiv, we should be chayiv for eating that dam. Hoyo v'kenegdoroi b'chatas chitzonis. Once we learned the seriousness of dam that congealed, it applies by all dam. Even though our Gemara has been teaching us that dam shebishloi, blood that was cooked ain over love, that means you don't get cursed for it. But there is no question that it's still going to be considered also to be eaten. Furthermore, we're learning in our Gemara a very important concept. The concept that we're studying in our Gemara today is dam shebishloi, blood that was cooked. And what's the reason that dam shebishloi is not considered full-fledged dam? Because the halacha is, it loses its original state. The achronim have two considerations. The first consideration that is this halacha only by dam, or is this halacha by all other isurim? And if we're going to say it is halacha by all other asurim, that if it was cooked, it loses its original status, this will have very significant ramifications when we have something which is not kosher, but it goes through a cooking phase, and it certainly changes through the cooking. Maybe we would suggest that just like by dam shebishloi, we're learning it's not considered full-fledged dam, maybe the same halacha would apply by foods that are asur. If you cook them, they're not considered asur, or certainly not asur m'deraisa. Amar gidla amar zi'iri. Dam, bein lach or bein yavish, blood, whether it's moist or dry, chaitzitz, it's considered a chatzitza when somebody has to go to the mikveh. Meisvei asked the Gemara, hadam v'adayoi, blood, ink, dvash, honey, chalav, milk, yaveshim, if they're dried onto the skin, chaitzitzin, lachin, but if they're moist, ain chaitzitzin. And the reason is, so the Rishonim give two reasons why is there a difference between if it's moist or it's dry. One reason is that if this liquid that's on the body is moist, the water that you have to immerse when you go to the mikveh is able to get itself under that liquid, and therefore you will have a proper immersion, a proper tefillah. That's one approach. The other approach is that when we speak about Hilchas Chatzitza, a very important consideration when we speak about Hilchas Chatzitza is that, is it something that bothers you? Are you makbid about it? And the Rishonim therefore explain, when the Reim explains this, that when it's moist, people don't really care. And since people don't care when it's moist, it's not a chatzitza. Whereas, when it's dry, it's something that is disturbing to people, and that's why it's considered a chatzitza. But again, back to our Gemara, we have a stira. One braisa says, whether it's moist or dry, it's a chatzitza. Another one says, only when it's moist. Answers the Gemara like kasha. How do we reconcile? Ha, the sarach, when it's not dry completely, but it's already beginning to stick to your body, then it's a chatzitza. Ha, the loy sarach, when it isn't sticking to your body, then it's not a chatzitza. Continues the Gemara. And speaking about Hilchas Melicha, the pasuk says, "V'kol karbon mechoscha b'melek timloich, v'lo sazrish melek brisel kechem al mechoscha, al kol karbon d'chad taker of melech." Ask the Gemara, "Timloich l'may osa." What do we learn from the word timloich? The Rishonim explain that, of course, the Gemara's question is that we should just not have the word timloich, because the word memelech, salt itself, doesn't make any sense. Because if we just said v'kol kabancha minchosk b'melech, it doesn't really mean anything. The Gemara's question is, why does the Torah have to say b'melech timloich? If the Torah uses the word timloich, this is the way the Rashba explains the Gemara, it's obvious that you salt with salt. So why does the Torah say b'melech timloich? Answers Melech Tanya. Yochel tevaneu, and the Gemara is going to explain this better soon, that you should put up a big heap of salt. Tamaloima timloich. that you don't have to put up a big heap of salt. V'timloich, and if the pasuk would have just said the word timloich, yachol, we would think that you could fulfill the obligation of salt mimei melech with salt water. Tamloim b'melech, it has to be real salt. The pasuk continues to say, v'loy sajbis melech, havei melech she'ene sheveses, lo'ilam, that bring salt that is, says the Gemara, bring salt that's available all the time. Salt that comes from water is available all the time. Other salt, this way Rashi explains, that's Veza. What type of salt is this? Melech Sadoimus. The way Rashi explains Melech Sadoimus, is that's very thin salt, and therefore it's easy to apply, or it's all easy to apply all over. And of course, the Achorim say it doesn't have to be Melech Sadoimus. It has to have it has to be Melech that has the same characteristics as Melech Sadoimus. Continues Umanayin. Shlomatza Melech Sadoimus Shemel Melech Sadoimus. How do we know that you're allowed to bring the thick salt? Tamaloimer Takriv. Takriv Kol Shehu. And that you could use both Melech Sadoimus and Melech Istrakonus. Takriv Mikom Akim. You could bring salt even from Chutz Laretz. Takriv Afilu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to salt the meat even on Shabbos. Afilu B'Tumah. And the halach is that you could do it even when you're Tameh. And the halach is that just like any avoida could be done on Shabbos, so too can this avoida be done on Shabbos. And just like any avoida could be done Tumah Hutchbet Sibur, salting the carbon is an avoida that the halach of Tumah Behutra B'tzibur applies to. As I said, our Gemara Rashi explains Melech Sadoimus means thin salt. It's interesting, however, to point out the Rashi Masech Baba Basra says the Melech Sadoimus is thick salt. The Aruch HaShulchan, in trying to reconcile this contradiction, says that Melech Sadoimus is hard, thick salt. But when you grind it, it turns into very thin salt. The halacha is that, says the Brisker Rav, the Gemara says that if you don't have Melech Sadoimus, you could use Melech Sadoimus. The way the Brisker Rav explains the Gemara is that there's always a halacha that a carbon should be brought min amufchar. And this is why using Melech Sadoimus is a mitzvah of min amufchar. So the Gemara just said, Takrif Afilu B'Shabbos, that the Torah is teaching us that we're allowed to do Melicha in Shabbos. So the question is, salting food is not Asur on Shabbos. So why do we need a special limud to teach us that you're allowed to salt the food on Shabbos? One explanation it says that since the kabbonis are completely burnt and they're not eaten, when is there halacha you're allowed to salt for eating? But a carbon that you're going to completely burn, you're not eating. So maybe it should be asur. Another halacha is that you're making the carbon, you're doing with the carbon what you're supposed to do with a carbon. And therefore, if you're doing with the carbon what you're supposed to do, if you're doing with the carbon what you're supposed to do with the carbon, so then that's the salting is considered an avoida. It would be like tikkun oichlim. Another explanation I saw, it's certain kabbonis we don't take off the skin, or if you didn't take off the skin. So we just said that there is isra of malicha on skin. So that's what the Torah is coming to teach us. Another pshat is, again, somebody may choose to eat the carbon with the skin. The chalev, in meat, there's no isra of salting, but the chalev is put on the mizbeach, and the chalev is subject to an isser if you're salting it. The other way of learning this halacha I saw is what the HaTorah is teaching us is, if to get the salt, you need to carry the salt through Rosh Hashanah, you may do so on Shabbos. Another pshat is going back to what we learned earlier, that salting is like cooking. So if you're going to salt the meat, it's like cooking the meat and cooking the salt, which should be usur on Shabbos. Another issue here is, normally when we salt meat, obviously the meat that we salt on Shabbos is kosher meat that already had the blood extracted from it. When we salt this meat from the carbon on Shabbos, we're extracting the blood. And since we're extracting the blood, so that's considered an isur on Shabbos, and not for what we learned. Another pshat that I saw, and we quoted this earlier, and that is that how did the entire halacha of salting begin? So we quoted the Medrash that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the Mayim Hel Yoinim and the Mayim Tachtoinim, the water that was left in Shemayim versus the water that was taken down to this world, the water on this world had a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also want to be close. We also want to be on the Mizbeach. And you taking us off the Mizbeach, you're taking us on this world, we lose the opportunity to be close to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, on every carbon, there'll be an obligation to bring salt. And since by every carbon, there's going to be an obligation to put salt from the water that's on this world. So what is the purpose of salting the carbon? The purpose of salting a carbon is to create shalom, is to create peace. But Shabbos is Shabbos shalom. Shabbos is a day of peace. Since Shabbos is a day of peace, we maybe would consider that we don't have to salt to create peace. We already have peace. So Gemara said that we would think yochel tevenayu, that the way to put the salt on the carbon is tevenayu. Asma, what does that mean? My tevenayu. Says the Amar Rav Bar Ulach Kamer Yochel Yisbaranu K'tevin Betit. Maybe what the Gemara is, you should put on a lot of, you should put on a lot of salt. Amalei Abaya Yochel. If that's what the Brice meant, so then the wording should have been Tevenem Abayalei. Ela Amar Baya. Maybe what salting requires is Shiyasa. You should pile up like a big pile of salt. And I saw that the Smag explains what's pshat that the Gemara is having all these conversations about how to salt. Because the Halacha, explains the Smag, is very clear that when we're salting meat for kashrus reasons to extract the blood, the Halacha tells us that we have to put on a heap of salt. And the question here, therefore, is that maybe here too, that when we put on the salt on the carbon, it should be put on the same way as the salt is put on by meat to put on a big heap. Amalei Rava, if that's what the Brice is coming to teach us, Yuvanenu Miboilei, Elam Rava, Mai Tavaneu, Amar of Ashi, Yochel Yitaboy Tam Kabina, maybe you should put on enough salt that just like it'll give a good taste, just like intelligence makes a person smart. And the Gemara is suggesting now that the salt content that we have is directly related to our intelligence, and therefore you should put on a lot of salt, just like eating salt makes us smart. Tamalai metimloich, a little salt is enough. So says the Gemara, what exactly is done? Ketsuroisa, exactly how's the salt applied? Maybe aver, we bring the part of the carbon. For nice and love melech, we put on the salt. For chayz v'hayfcha, and then we turn over for nice and love melech, and then we put salt on the other side. On maleu, and that's how we put on the mizbeach. Amar Abaya, v'chein l'chedeir. The same halacha applies when we're putting meat, salt on meat to get out the blood before we cook it. We don't have to overdo the salt. Tana Bonin, and the Brisa teaches us, Melech shal gabe aver, the salt that's put on the aver of a carbon has the same status as the carbon. And as we often discuss, when we have kabonis, especially kotche kotchim, the halacha is that if somebody has benefit from it, mayalboy, it's an issa mila. However, says the Gemara, the salt that you find al gabe a kevesh, on the ramp, when you put the kaimitz on top of the mizbeach and the salt fell off the kaimitz, at that point, ain't my alamba. The halacha is that there's no me'ila. So way Rashi seems to learn is that this salt was used and then it fell off. Once it fell off, the halacha is that there is no longer any me'ila. But salt that is on the ramp that wasn't used and it's going to be used, it's kachim and will be subject to me'ila. I saw that the Brisker Rav actually wants to suggest just the opposite. He wants to say that once the salt is put on the carbon, it becomes part of the carbon. And if the carbon is subject to Mila, then this is also subject to Mila. However, the salt that wasn't used yet is not yet subject to Mila. Vamar Rav asked the Mikra, how do we know that the salt is part of the carbon? The pasuk says, "V'kraftam fnei Hashem v'shlicha kahanim aleihem melech v'ohalo oisam oilo Hashem." The pasuk calls the melech oilo. We learned in the Mishnah that Bezdin made a number of rules. This is a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. That Bezdin made many rules in the Beis Hamikdash. So says the Gemara Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim teaches us al melech v'al eitzim. That the salt that was available in the Beis HaMikdash, then the wood that was in the Beis HaMikdash, kahanim noismem, the kahanim could use it, and they could have personal benefit from them. Amishmo loishanu, what does that mean that they could be used? El kabonim, if they need it for their bringing kabonis. Aval lechila, loy, to use it to salt of Hegdash just to eat, to use that salt would not be permissible. Says the Gemara, Makosaka Taitach, Maila Kabonim. So Gemara says, when the Shmuel just said, for Kabonim it's acceptable, Lamoich Kabonim, it means that they ought to use it to salt the Kabonim that they bring. And Lachila means that you're not allowed to use it, Lachila's Kachim, that if the Kayanim are eating Kachim and they want to put on some salt to make it tasty, that isn't permissible. Ask the Gemara, Hashta, Lemloich Iris Kachim, to take the iris, and we've learned previously in Masechta Zvachim, that the iris from the Kabbanis that are given to the Kahanim are chulin. So ask the Gemara, to use the salt to salt the iris, which are not Kodesh anymore. The loch is Yavinon, we allow the Kahanim to do so, Lachilis Kachim, which we learn so often. It's such an integral part of bringing a kabbonis. Lo yavinu, we won't let them use the salt. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us. Nimtzas at the Omer, shebishloisha mekaymus hamelech nasuna. There were three places where the melech was stored. Lishkas hamelech, in the chamber that was used for salt. Al gabe akevish, on the ramp. Ubarosh shemizbeach, on the top of the mizbeach. The lishkas hamelech, what was the salt in that chamber used for? Shasham Molechim Iris Kachim. That's where they salted the hides of the Kabbanis. Al Gabe Akevish, what was on top of the ramp? Shasham Molechim Sevarim. That's where they salted the Avrim. Rosh Shemazbeach, Shasham Molechim Akaimitz. That's where they salted the Kaimitz of a Kabbin Mincha and the Levaina of a Kabbin Mincha. The Tyrus that they brought every day. Omechus Kahanim, the Mechus Kahanim that the Kohen brings, Omechus Kohen Mashiach, the Mechus Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol that he brings, Mechtsisa Bebaikim, Mechtsisa Ben Abayim, Omechus Nesachim, that comes along with the carbon, Vailas Ha'if. So the Brisa clearly teaches us that you're allowed to use the salt for the iris. If you're allowed to use the salt for the iris, you should certainly be allowed to use the salt, you certainly be allowed to use the salt when you're eating kachim. The Balaturim says the in Pashas for Yikra says the pasuk says the call carbon mechasma melech timloich loisazvish melech bris elokecha. So he says in this pasuk the word melech appears three times, corresponding to what we just learned in the Gemara that the melech was stored in three different places. So says the Gemara. When Shmuel said it can't be used for kabbonim, it must have a different definition. Amay la kabaram, la chilas kabaram. When Shmuel said that you could use it for kabaram, it means that the kohen, as he's coming to eat his carbon, could use the salt that's there for that purpose. Amay la chila, that may not be eaten for chulin. If the kohen is eaten, using it for chulin, that you can't use that salt that's kagdish. Ask the Gemara, if it's being used for chulin, pshita my bahasam. You can't have chulin dazara. We're talking about salt as we're learning chulin and dazara. So you can't have chulin dazara. That's the way Rashi explains. Other explain that you can have chulin dazara, but you're not allowed to eat chulin dazara. So why would one need salt to salt his chulin when you're not allowed to eat chulin dazara? Answers the Gemara. Afgav damamar. Even though we learned regarding the shiari mincha, the Torah says, as we're learning so extensively in our masechta, that the says many yochel arna banov, and the pasuk says bechatzar oil moed yochlu up. Do we learn from here yochlu shiochlu ima chulin v'truma that when one eats the shirayim of a carbon mincha, he should be careful to eat along with the chulin v'truma kadesh shetein nechalas al asayva. There's a halacha that when we eat the carbon mincha, or really many kabbanis, we want them to be eat when you're satiated. How are you satiated? By eating other foods first. Filhacha melech the kachim la yavinila. So we're going to bring food that's not kachim that you should eat before the carbon. Still, you don't let that salt of kachim be used to salt the regular food that you're going to eat. Amale ravinila ravashi. Hachnam mistabra. That makes sense to explain Shmuel in this fashion. This akadat chmaila kabonim. If we're going to say, what does Shmuel mean with kabonim? Limloyach. To use it to salt the kabonis that they bring. Vitama. And what's the reason that they could use it for that purpose? The Asni Bezdin. The Bezdin made a rule, as the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us, that kachim salt could be used for that purpose. Meaning, Halei Asni Bezdin, had Bezdin not made that rule? Loi, we could use the salt for that purpose. Ask them why. Hashta, if the halacha is that Yisraelim, as they bring a carbon, allow to use the salt, Kahanim lo yavinan, why would we think that Kahanim are any less? The Tanya, and the Braisa explains itself. The Gemara explains itself with a Braisa. The Braisa says, Yochalei Marelei Mincha. Somebody obligates himself to bring a mincha. Yavi melech mitoich beisoi. He has to bring the salt from home. Kedach shememei v'levoina mitoich beisoi. And just like we know, if you bring carbon mincha, you have to bring levoina. And the levoina has to come from your own personal funds. V'dinhu. And it makes sense to say so. Nami neve havei mincha. The Torah says bring the mincha. And the Torah says havei melech. You have to put salt on that. V'nami havei mincha. The Torah says, when you bring a carbon mincha, have a levina, bring levina with it. So just like we would say, ma levina b'tach beisa, the levina that you're going to use has to be from your house. So too, af melech b'tach beisa, the salt has to be from your house. And the Torah Tamima asks, why are we focusing on the levina? Why don't we say the shemen? So he says the levain is considered a much more integral part of the carbon mincha than the shemen. Oy kalach l'derech zu. Or we can learn a different way. Nama ave mincha. The Torah says bring a carbon mincha. The Torah says ave melech bring salt. V'nama ave mincha v'ave eitzim. Bring a mincha, bring wood. Ma eitzim. The wood that's used by a carbon mincha that an individual brings is not, he doesn't have to bring his own wood. Mishat tzibur. You're allowed to use the tzibur wood. Af melech, mishal tzibur. So we have a question, from where is the salt to be brought? Do you have to use your own funds to bring the salt? Or could you use the salt that belongs to the tzibur? Do we compare it to the wood? Or do we compare it to the levina? Says the Gemara, Nir lemi daima. What is a better match? Says the Gemara, Don and Dava Noig b'chol zvakim. All kabanis require salt. And David Noy because Vachem and all kabbanis require wood for burning. Don't bring a raya from the levina. She'ena nehegs because Vachem doesn't apply be all kabbanis. The halacha is it comes only from, it only applies by the Karban Mincha. Or says the Gemara, not yet. A kalcha d'archsu. Donam davaboy ima b'kliyachad. Let's learn the halacha of salt from the Levina. That's davaboy b'kliyachad. The salt is put into on top of the Karban Mincha. And the Levina is put into the same klisharis as the Karban Mincha. V'ayuchichu etzim. And that's not like, that's not bring a raya from the wood. She'enem boy ima b'kliyachad. It's outside. It's used to burn, but it's not in the keli. So now the question is, where do we learn the halach of the salt from? Levina. If we learn it from Levina, then the halach would be that you bring it your own salt. Or do we learn it from the etzim? Tamaloymer. The pasuk says melech. Regarding Melech, Bris Melech Olam Hilfnei Hashem, L'cha Ozar Itcha, L'halan, and the pasuk uses the word Bris. Hu Aimer, B'yom Hashabbos, B'yom Hashabbos, Yerachen Olfnei Hashem, Tamen Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Bris Olam. So we learn, that's by the Lechem Aponim. Ma'la Halan, when we speak about the Lechem Aponim comes Mishal Tzibar, Afkan, here too, it should come Mishal Tzibar. There's an interesting machlokes achroinim. So we're learning clearly that the melech comes from the tzibur. So the achroinim debate, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're allowed to use the tzibur? You're allowed to use the tzibur funds? Or is the halacha that if you want to use the tzibur melech, you could use it? But of course, it might be preferable to use your own funds and not rely on the tzibur for the melech.